But it's certainly something that's long overdue. This morning, I've listened to the story of a mother who lost her son on the south as a consequence of a man who was banned from driving in the north, an individual that had over 400 convictions previous, and an individual who then felt it necessary to drive on the south side of the border, even though it wasn't legal to do so, and ended up taking the life of a young man. This could have been avoided had that ban been in place. And this is a ban that has been up for discussion since 2007. It has taken 10 years to get to the point that we now find ourselves in this week. And as much as I absolutely welcome it, and is a very, very positive and important step forward to ensuring that we both clamp down on reckless and dangerous driving and those who are driving whilst intoxicated, also those who are banned one side of the border in our jurisdiction from the other, and to ensure that we save lives. But it also could have saved many more lives had this process been sped up over the last 10 years. It should not take 10 years for two jurisdictions on a small island such as Ireland to reach an agreement or a consensus in relation to driving laws. It's something that's absolutely vital given that the border is so free-flowing, and I absolutely am delighted that it is free-flowing, but it is something that's vital in terms of ensuring that we have our roads safe and those driving that are qualified to be on the roads as well.
Do you think this will also prevent the likes of antisocial driving and things like people driving illegally or even people not insured?
Well, this is something that I have discussed throughout my time as an MLA. Driving is something that I feel very, very strongly about, given particularly when you look at the A5. We have one of the worst roads running through my constituency of West Tyrone on the whole island of Ireland. I've argued that for some time. We have a very high death toll, a very high casualty toll on this road, and it's an example where we have lost many, many lives. But when you look at the ban itself, when you look at how it will bring about a greater strengthening of the law around driving offences, it will prevent such recklessness as the example that I gave at the start of this interview where young Shane had lost his life. Mm-hmm. People will think twice before entering another jurisdiction, thinking that it's okay to get into the car and drive recklessly, given that there's many previous convictions, given that they may not be legal on the road. So this will certainly make people think twice as to whether or not they should or shouldn't be behind that wheel, particularly if they've been banned in Northern Ireland or banned in Southern Ireland, and think then they can drive in the other jurisdictions. This has all ended today. It is long overdue, as I've said, but it's something that we wholeheartedly welcome, and I would like to see greater cooperation across this island between the two jurisdictions, also between the executive here in Northern Ireland and my colleagues and those in Dublin as well. If there's greater cooperation on issues such as this, then we can avoid deaths, we can avoid very tragic news in relation to the young fellow that I heard about this morning, and we could also ensure that our roads are much safer for everybody traveling across this island.